WGNSWRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Want to help a kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit Napanee Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends, from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out NapaneeCommunityKittenRescue.ca for more information.
The mood.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
Welcome to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. As the weather has gotten warmer, I wanted to do an episode that I think, justifies spring. So music that feels like spring to me. I know it's like I'm supposed to do different genres each week, but I've been holding off on doing this episode because it has not been very warm, but now it's starting to get warm finally. Because last week it was in the negatives, so it was really gross, but I wanted to do spring music, super fun. So what I just had playing was Champagne Coast by Blood Orange. I adore this song. It's amazing. I love Blood Orange in general. I think it's Dev Hynes is how you say it, is an amazing producer, and he's producing Lorde's new album apparently, which is really, really exciting. What I have up next is Empty and Silent by Mount Kimby featuring King Cruel. Absolutely amazing. I think it came out last year and it's been in my spring playlist rotation since then. So I highly recommend. And then after that, it is Cry by The Sundays. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Oh, When
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Painfully by Fog Lake. They are Canadian, which I just recently found out. I've been like listening to them for a while, and I just discovered that they were Canadian, and I went, oh my gosh, that's not shocking, but like amazing CanCon discovery. And then before that, it was Cry by The Sundays. I absolutely love, love, love The Sundays. I think they did it like no one was doing it, and I wish they still made music, but I think they stopped because two of the members got married and they were like, we want to have a family and have kids and have a normal life, which like respect, but also like, guys, come back, make music. Anyway, what I have up next, which I think is a staple spring song, it is Steam by Shelly, which is like the band that Claro sort of formed with some other people like Claude. I love them. She recently performed it at Coachella, which was so cool. Like, she brought the rest of the band out and did it live, and it was so cool. I watched like the broadcast. I wish I was there. I should have been there, but alas, I was not, which is really quite upsetting. And then after that, it is a new release from Joe called Delia. I just started listening to this album. I haven't gotten through it. Like, I haven't like sat down and listened like top to bottom, but I've listened to a couple of the songs and it's so good. But I also think it's really cool because he's taken elements of like vintage songs, like even like the Beatles with like layering guitars and stuff like that, that make it really new. Not new, but like new, but also referencing stuff that's been done, which I think is really neat. Yeah, so I hope you guys enjoy the next couple of songs.
City, no longer my home. trying to let it go. I take a walk in Hollywood. My old apartment isn't looking too good. Then there's a lyric that in context stings. The immediate pain it brings. That song that you used to sing.
Tough day, but would you like something to brighten up your Monday afternoon? Well, tune in to my show, Dark Glasses, on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and the show is now in its 14th year with a mixture of mainly jazz, but also blues, folk, some pop, even retro pop, and the occasional interview. So that's Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, this is the Spring Hath Sprung episode. So very spring-like music. I don't know what qualifies as that, but I think it's a lot of, so far it's been a lot of indie pop, and then, you know, if you just were listening, some Joni. So, you know, a big variety of different stuff this week. I am gonna get back to doing like specific genres, but I'm having a lot of fun doing like a mix, so we'll see. What I just had playing, if you didn't know, it was Help Me by Joni Mitchell, our Canadian icon. I say I adore people a lot, but I do really adore Joni Mitchell, as much as she's had her faults, which TikTok has recently discovered, but I'm not gonna bring that up. That's not my job, okay? I'm not here to cancel people. That's not what I'm here for. I think she's great. I think she's one of the best, like, lyricists, and just, like, I don't know if producer's the right way, because it's not, she didn't produce, but, like, musician with the instruments, and, like, the guitar on this song especially is so good, with the mix of, like, brass instruments is so, so good. It's so good, and her voice, like, she's so amazing. I love her. And then what I had before that, it was new release from Steve Harrington himself, Joe, with his new song, Delete Ya, off, I think the album is called Crux. I have to double check. I was saying earlier, I haven't listened to it all the way through. And so until I listen to an album all the way through, like, a couple of times, I can never remember the name. So, ooh, kill me, fault me, whatever. But, you know, what I have up next is some more Canadian. It is, the first one is Husk by Men I Trust. I feel like a lot of their music is very light, airy, spring. I should be outside by a beach listening to this, or like sitting on someone's front porch, like hanging out. And then after that, it is Tile by Tile by Always, another great Canadian group. If you are new here, I have in fact seen Always, and they were amazing. I really wish I could go to Montreal during the Jazz Fest, because I believe Men I Trust is playing and they're free. Like, the tickets are free, which is like crazy. What? So I hope you guys enjoy the next few songs, or some Canadian new classics, let's say.
Thank you.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. If you are just tuning in, I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you don't already, follow the Instagram. It is I'll Try Anything Once program. I post updates of each episode. There's links to the playlist. I have like a massive master doc type playlist with all the songs I've played in an episode, but also I believe they come up on my Spotify, all this playlist that for each episode, and you can find them. I mean, if you also want to, it's my personal Spotify, so you guys can stalk the music I'm listening to and what I'm making. Just like, don't judge if you see like a playlist that's like playlist number 213 with one song on it. I promise I'm cooking, I'm crafting, but it just takes a minute. And I'm like too lazy to private them, and then that's a lot of work. So, yeah, go follow my Spotify and the Instagram, okay? You'll get top new music. I'm kidding. But, yeah, if you don't already follow the Instagram, you should. It's really not to be tooting my own horn, but I am quite proud of it, and I think it's quite good. What I just had playing was Canadian band Always with Tile by Tile, and then before that, another Canadian, it was Men I Trust with their song Husk. I was saying earlier, I have seen Always live. They were amazing. It was kind of the worst concert experience ever, though, because I was wearing my Doc Marten, like, platform, almost high heel boots the entire time, and there's no, like, sole in them. Like, there is a sole, obviously, but it was, like, the bottom of the shoe was so hard that like by the end of the concert I couldn't stand and my feet hurt so much. We were in like the pit, if you want to say, and my sister was so mad at me. She's like, you shouldn't have worn those shoes, we should have left after Alex G. And I was like, no, we need to see Always. But I think she's over it. I'm over it, but they were still really, really good. That's kind of what got me listening to them, because I didn't listen to them before I went to the Alex G and Always like combined concert / tour at Budweiser. I think it was 2 summers ago, and then I started listening to them and I was like, oh my god, wait, they're kind of amazing, they're kind of really good. Yeah, so guys, go to concerts, go to live music, blah 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 blah, all that super fun jazz. What I have up next is She Won't Go Away by Faye Webster herself, the icon, the Serve. She's been using, like, Minions in her marketing recently, which kind of bugs me because I don't like Minions, and I'm like, girl, why are you using Minions? You know? Also, like, what do you have to do with Minions? Why are you able to do that? Like, she made, like, herself into a Minion, and it was, like, I saw, like, her latest tour, I saw clips from it, and it was, like, the background on, like, the screen, and I was like, girl, you're not a Minion. Enough. But also, that's maybe just me being like, I hate Minions. So that could just also be it. And then after that, it is new music from the band Wishy. I think I played them last episode, maybe, I think. Yeah. And it is their song Over and Over. I had them on a playlist from like last December, like December of 2023. And I like, then they sort of like fell off my radar. And then I like recently, last week, started listening to them again. And I'm like, oh my god, they're so good. This is fire. Yeah. That's about it that I have to say now. I hope you guys enjoy the next couple of songs.
She won't go away.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. If you are just tuning in, I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. I have two songs left in this spring-themed episode. What it is Obvious by After. I've played After, I think it was last week, and I love them. I listened to their EP, their new EP. I think it came out 2 weeks ago. See, I'm just making up dates now, but I think they're like doing something that hasn't been done in a really long time. And also the marketing and the look of the album, which I think is really important as someone who likes to look into graphics and things like that, is really cool. It's almost like giving like the Frutiger Arrow type stuff from the early 2000s, which is really neat. And I think I really like that sort of style. I think it's really neat. And then after that, it is The Ballad of Matt and Mika by Magdalena Bay. I loved this album. Disc. It was a really good album. I highly recommend listening to it all the way through. I feel like it's a very cohesive album, which I think is super important. And again, like the graphics for this album and the like overall marketing was really, really cool. They made like a website that had a bunch of like things you could click through, and it was giving like vintage video game, which was really cool. I mentioned this earlier. If you don't already follow the Instagram, it is I'll Try Anything Once program. I post little graphics, as I was saying. I find graphic very cool, on what each episode is. So then you guys get like a little sneak peek. You get to be like, do I want to tune in? Do I not? That's all I really have to say today. It's not crazy chatty, which is a little upsetting, but I hope you guys have a fantastic week. Enjoy warmer weather, hopefully. Enjoy spring, April. It's almost May, which is crazy. That means it's almost June, and then it's almost July, and then it's September, and I'm back to school. Like, what? No. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy the next few songs and the rest of your week. Yeah.
Election 2025 is a national election series airing on campus and community radio stations across Canada, bringing you diverse voices, in-depth conversations, and perspectives that are often unheard. The initiative is supported by the Covering